Yeah. All right, here's the thing about male circumcision real quick from this book, the Nipple Book. The 12th century physician and rabbi Moses Maimonides advocated male circumcision for its ability to curb a man's sexual appetite. This BS that some people believe that it's God's will or God's
hygiene thing.
Yeah, this came down. Male circumcision was introduced into English-speaking countries in the late 1800s as a method of treating and preventing masturbation. Male circumcision, the most commonly performed surgery in the United States, removes, get this, 33 to 50% of the penile skin, as well as nearly all of the penile fine touch neuroreceptors, which means you get so much less sensation if you are a circumcised male. There's no reason for circumcision. It was developed to keep guys under check, you know, in check and keep them under control.
And it has been a dismal failure.
Yeah, because we're not in check. What is it, Papa Poha?
I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, does Fred... Is Fred happier being...
How would he know? He's never been circumcised.
No, I'm saying, but does he... I mean...
You would have to ask Frank Flores what the difference is. He was circumcised as an adult.
No, I was going for a different thing. I was asking if... Does Fred ever have trouble with the cleanliness part of it? Like, does he feel he has to do more than a regular guy?
So what?
Well, that's a pain in the neck because you get...
I want to be mutilated so I don't have to take a bath.
Or get infections.
I've never been infected. It takes 2 seconds to clean.
There you go. There's your answer.
And I'm intact.
And it looks weird because we're not used to it.
Yeah, it looks weird. I don't think women like the uncircumcised.
Because they're not used to it.
They don't like it, period.
Yeah. No matter what you do with it.
I've had a lot of bad feedback in that area.
Guys like it.
Well, I've had to see one a lot lately because Sal's been sending pictures on my phone of his.
Oh, you guys.
What's up with you two?
Yeah, really, that is nuts. Rap and Granny, you're on the air.